This is SiriusXM Channel 141.
96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and SiriusXM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, we don't hear about it much in the news anymore. The foreclosure crisis, however, is still just that, a personal financial crisis for thousands of homeowners. The HAMP program that we heard so much about over the past few years is about to come to a close. So if you're worried about losing your home, what do you do? Well, joining me to talk about that is Gary Plummer. He is a home ownership advisor with Home Free USA, and he has information that is going to help you save your home. Home Free USA, as a matter of fact, has been on this program before and has been able to reach out to thousands of people. So if you have any questions or comments or thoughts about the possibility that you could still lose your home to foreclosure, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page if you like it, facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Gary, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Harold, thank you so much for inviting me.
Talk to me a little bit, first of all, about where we are in the DMV as it relates to foreclosures. Because as I said, a lot of folks don't hear much about it. They think the crisis is over. And I'm sure that, you know, in mixed company, it's not the top conversation, but it's still a problem.
It is still a problem. I know there are some that want to tell you that it is declining, but the truth of the matter is that since the mortgage report came out in September, foreclosure filings actually were up 10% for July and August.
Mm-hmm.
So they are up. They're ticking up slowly, but still, it is a problem. It is a issue that still needs to be addressed, and the problem is that time is running out.
Explain that, because that HAMP program, and talk to me a little bit about it, that was started by President Obama during the course of this crisis, it ends at the end of the year, right?
That's correct. December 31st, 2016, HAMP, which is the acronym for the Home Affordable Modification Program, is actually a program that, if you'll go to MHA.gov, it typically saves a homeowner, on average, about $500 a month. That's a significant amount of money. And the truth of the matter is that even the government officials at HUD are saying that your chances significantly improve when you use a homeownership advisor or a counselor, someone that understands the policy, the procedures, and the guidelines to make sure that you are putting forth a proper package. Because the truth of the matter is most of those underwriters are inundated with applications that come in. And if they see something that's out of order, they will reject the application and send a denial letter simply because you might have missed one piece of document. Maybe a Dodd-Frank was not signed properly, or there wasn't a check mark done on the 45060.
And we've heard, you know, we've heard this before, documents being lost or misplaced during the course of this process, which certainly would be frustrating for any homeowner who is concerned about not keeping their home. And Home Free USA and other organizations like it obviously are approved through HUD. How does that work exactly?
Actually, you have to get a HUD certification.
Okay.
So HUD has to be to the point where they're comfortable with the knowledge that they're dealing with. And the great thing about Home Free USA is that we have a combined over 170 years of mortgage experience in the industry from our homeownership advisors. So you're not talking with someone that is a novice. We understand the policy, the procedures, and the guidelines to make sure we submit a proper package. And again, there's some that are still using the old-fashioned fax machines where the faxes go into a basket. And at some of these servicers, if it falls out of the fax machine and it does not fall into the basket but falls on the floor, guess what? That entire package is now null and void.
So you have an event coming up Saturday?
Yes.
Tell me about that, because I'm sure a lot of people need to find out about that, find out what they can do, where it is. So go ahead. Tell me about that.
The More Help for Homeowners event, which is coming up on October 15th at 10 a.m. to to 4 p.m. We're going to have many of the leading services or mortgage companies that are going to be there. We're going to have experienced advisors there to answer your personal questions concerning your own situation. It's going to be going on. To register, you can go to homefreeusa.org, or you can call us directly to our registration line at 301-891-4605. Again, it's 301-891-4605.
What's that website again?
homefreeusa.org.
Okay, I'm going to go to the phone lines, because if you have any questions, not only about the event on Saturday, but about foreclosures, modifications, and the like, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. James, calling from Frederick, Maryland. James, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, my mother. I'm calling about my mother who lives on the Eastern Shore. They kind of got in this countrywide mortgage thing back in 2006 and about 2008. You know, they couldn't pay the mortgage, and then it went from, you know, countrywide to Greenpoint, who, you know, went out of business. Then it went to Bank of America, and then within the last year and a half, it went to Ocwen. Now, my mom has dementia, my dad passed away, and I have power of attorney, and I've been, you know, trying to get a modification with them. Now, prior to around
James, I got to stop you. We've got a lot of folks on the line. What's your question?
On the house.
Go ahead. Ask again, please.
Okay, so what I did was I didn't know what to do, so I filed bankruptcy just to halt it to see what we could do. So this is where we're at now. You know, we haven't went through the trustee meeting yet. That's on the 20th of this month.
James, can you hear me?
Yes.
What's your question?
Okay, my question is, where do we go from here?
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, James. So right now at this point in time, are you the personal representative for the property?
Yes.
Okay. If you are the personal representative and the bank has already acknowledged you as such?
Yes.
In other words, the mortgage. So now the mortgage note, any kind of correspondence that you're receiving from your mortgage company has your name now listed on the loan as well, correct?
No.
So who
power of attorney?
He has power of attorney.
So you are power of attorney over the documentation.
Correct.
Would love for you to call our office at 301-891-8400. We can go ahead and submit that package.
301-891-8400. 8400.
Because there are certain documents. Probably what's happening is that you're not submitting the proper documents as the POA or power of attorney to alert the underwriter that there are certain things that they're going to be looking for, because there's going to be a 4506T not only for your parent who is still alive, but also for you.
Now, what is a 4506?
A 4506T, Harold, is 4506T is the document that authorizes your lender or your mortgage company to order transcripts of your 2014 and 2015 taxes.
Okay.
Okay,
and
now I think you're getting it mixed up. You're saying they need my taxes, but now my dad passed away, my mom's still living. Now, like I said, as power of attorney, I'm not assuming part of the loan. I'm just trying to help her get a modification.
So is her income enough? Is her income enough to afford the payment?
As it stands now, no. The payment she has now, no.
Then how is it? You've got to understand, you've got to look at it the same way the mortgage company is looking at it. They're going to want to help you try to save the home, but you've got to be able to at least show affordability.
Well, James, let me say this, because we've got to get to other calls.
Sure.
But I would certainly encourage you to attend the event on Saturday. What does he need to bring with him?
Certainly he'll need to bring the POA or the power of attorney documentation, his income documentation for him and his mother, and the bank statements that are needed, as well as your taxes for 2014 and 2015.
Okay. Thank you so much, James, and good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Karen, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was calling because I wanted to know, what do you do in cases where you had an original lender who approved the trial payment period and then transferred it over to a servicer, We paid a servicer, the trial period plan, and then they decided that they wanted to come back with this huge balloon payment, which is questionable because the balloon payment is actually about the amount of money that we actually paid for or settled on the house about 13 years ago. So we went through a trial payment again recently, and they're trying to do the same thing. What I want to know is, what does the balloon payment consist of? Can you kind of explain that to me?
The balloon payment that you see at the end of the mortgage term on that modification, that is the deferred payments that were late. What they did was they put those late payments on the back end of the loan.
Okay, yeah. So what they're trying to do, because we don't owe nowhere near what they're trying to charge us, so what they're trying to do is basically trying to charge us for the actual total amount or just close to the amount of which we actually settled for the house for. And we're nowhere near that amount, you know, behind the payments. And we have paid them a lot of money, and it has not been accounted for as far as being applied to our principal and interest. So basically, they're taking the money, and they have pretty much done what they wanted to do with it. So how do I deal with that?
Karen, those are the late payments. All of those months that you were behind, they put
at the time that we were continue to pay, we had went through the first trial period, which was from the original lender. And then once we went through that trial period, because they transferred to the servicer, so we followed up with the trial payments to the servicer, and we continued to make payments. We did that for almost 2 years, but the money was never applied to the principal and interest. So every time they would send us a statement, the statement kept reading the fact that it's increasing instead of decreasing.
So what's going on in brief? What's going on with her, and would you be able to help her?
I think, Harold, I would be able to, but I would ask that she bring those documents to the event on Saturday and ask for me personally.
Yeah. That you would go to that event. And where is the event, by the way?
It's going to be at our office in Riverdale at 6200 Baltimore Avenue in Riverdale, Maryland. We have the entire third floor. It's going to be on October the 15th at 6200 Baltimore Avenue in Riverdale, Maryland.
Okay. And by the way, the website is homefreeusa.org. So, Karen, I would advise you to, you know, look that up and make sure that you, you know, block out your Saturday so that you can bring your documents and try to get this issue addressed. But thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I want to remind our listeners that we're going to take as many phone calls as we can, even after 7:30. So if you're having difficulty getting through, keep trying. I promise we will try to make sure that Mr. Plummer can answer as many of your questions as possible. Let's talk to Aletha calling from Baltimore. Aletha, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
So I'm calling to find a little bit more about the HARP program. And I've read that the payment has to be, you can't miss a payment within the last 12 months. Is that correct?
Well, the HARP program is different from the HAMP.
Okay.
The HARP is the Home Affordable Refinance Program. So that's when you're looking to refinance. Do you have a Freddie Mac or a Fannie Mae loan?
No, I don't. I think I have a conventional.
Okay. And which mortgage servicer are you dealing with?
Colonial Savings.
And they're telling you that you can do a HARP loan and it's not a Freddie Mac or a Fannie Mae?
So they did not tell me. I was actually just looking to see what my options are.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you're informed.
Okay.
I would get back in touch with your lender.
Okay.
And inform them that the loan that you have is not a Freddie Mac or a Fannie Mae, and then discuss what options that they have available for you.
Okay. All
okay.
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aletha, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Nicole calling from Washington, D.C. What's on your mind, Nicole? Nicole, are you there?
Yes. Hi, I'm here.
Go right ahead, please.
Okay. We have a problem. So my cousin's mom died, and he can't afford the house. We're in D.C., and it's only $40,000 left. So I'm trying to see if I can take over the house so we don't lose my aunt's house.
Let me ask you a question. Who is the deed? Which names are the deed? Or the deed on the deed of trust? Yeah?
So the deed is under his mom and dad's name, but she left it for him his sister and his brother. His sister passed, and his brother's still alive.
Hold that point, Nicole, because I've got to take a break. Do not hang up. We're going to continue, and I'll make sure that we get an answer for you. Cece, also on the line, calling from D.C. Stay on the line. Also, Tim from Laurel. Stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program, and we are continuing to take phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Don't forget homefreeusa.org. The event is October 15th in Riverdale. The information is on their website. We're going to be back in just a few moments. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your questions answered on the other side. Stay with us.